Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to Stars Train of Thoughts. This podcast is dedicated to putting out content about empowerment, self-discovery, and personal development. With this platform, I'll also be sharing my stories and experiences with my faith, anxiety, personal struggles, and everything in between. So buckle up, get ready, because the next episode's coming up. Hey guys! For this episode, I just wanted to give you an update on where I am right now with my anxiety. For the past few weeks, I've been doing a lot better. I've been focusing on my relationship with God. It's just like making myself busy with my content creation. I've been producing a lot more podcasts lately and blogs, and I just want to really put out my thoughts into writing and recording, and it's been helping me a lot, as well as I'm doing also at the same time my online courses that I've been doing, plus Bible study and of course work. So I've been getting myself busy, but at the same time I'm not trying to suppress my emotions or any feelings that would trigger my anxiety. So far I'm been doing a lot better. And well, anxiety, just a quick recap with anxiety, it's always never going to be the same. With my journey, it's not going to be the same with your journey or if you have any anxieties or any worries. So it's never going to be the same with another person. So I guess all I wanted to say was that just keep on pushing and motivating yourself and trying to really climb out that bit of anxiety. And that's what I've been doing, and I hope if you ever have your moments of anxiety or moments of mental health illness, that you would be able to really jump out of it and kick yourself from being in that pit or in that bottomless pit. Because it really do start with yourself, and you just can't expect people to pull you up or to force you to feel better, because it's always gonna start with yourself. And yeah, and I think one advice that I could give with people who have anxiety is that you always have to identify what triggers you, and you just try to avoid that. But if there would be times that you really cannot avoid the triggers, that sometimes it would really visit you, sometimes disturb you, your state or your status, whatever it is, like when you're doing well or if you're not, you just have to convince yourself to really look into the main reason or the thing that triggered you, and just try to process it at the same time to really help yourself, not blame yourself, you know? Do you get me? Because sometimes with me, I sometimes blame myself, but in the end, it's just going to be more difficult for me. So yeah, and it always helps to really go back to God and pray. You know, it says in the Bible that we have to cast our anxieties on Him, for He cares. God cares for us, and He doesn't necessarily make us feel pressured or put us in a difficult situation just because we deserve it. But there's really a reason behind this, and there's always a purpose behind every pain and every struggle. So I do believe that I'm really positive when it comes to pain. As what my mom recently told me about PAINS, the acronym PAINS, she told me that PAINS, the acronym of positive attitude in negative situations. And that's something that stayed with me, because it's a good reminder as well. PAINS, positive attitude in negative situations. I know it's not that easy to always be positive, but there's this influence when it comes to trying to be positive or trying to look into the bright side or trying to gain the positive output or the positive outlook in something negative or something difficult in your life. Yeah, that's something that we can hold on to. And I just wanted to record this episode just for an update with where I am with my anxiety. And I'm glad, and I'm so glad, praise God, that I haven't had a recent anxiety attack lately. And I'm not praying or wishing that I would have it again, but it's something that I'm not looking forward, but I'm I'm bracing myself to be more accepting with it, to have a braver spirit when it comes to anxiety, because it's one thing that I cannot control, but the way that I respond or receive it is something that I can do something about. So yeah, that's just what I wanted to share with you guys. Don't hesitate to chat me, have a talk with me, and I'm always going to make time for that because I know how it feels to go through anxiety and be alone, especially when you're in that moment and your thoughts are just piling up and it's just covering up or clouding your thinking. And sometimes a friendly voice or a new person to talk to it somehow helps. So I'm just saying that whoever is listening to right now, or if you are struggling with anxiety or whatever mental health issues, I'm here to listen to you and be a friend. And I'll be here to join you with your journey. And I wouldn't want you to feel alone or to go through this alone. And yeah, I hope that we can also get to meet up in person soon and just talk about life and whatever it is that you want to talk about. So I'm here, and yeah, that's it for this episode update. So thank you for listening, and just wanted to inform you guys that you can actually like and subscribe on this podcast wherever you're listening to. If you're listening to Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or whatever podcast player or app that you have, feel free to like and subscribe, so that you'll be notified when my next episodes come up. And please do share these episodes to whomever you think would be able to be inspired or be encouraged with my episodes. And please do visit my blog. It's from the Wix website. It's ljcestar.wixsite.com/starencarnacion. And also visit my YouTube page. Please do subscribe, Star Encarnacion. And if you have any suggestion for future topics, please do message me. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And if ever you want to be a guest on my podcast, please inform me. We'll do something. We'll collaborate ideas and we'll just have fun. So that's it. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Bye.